This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The armed wing of the Palestinian Hamas militant group said on Monday it had released two Israeli women on health grounds. As sources said, the United States had advised Israel to hold off on a ground assault in the Gaza Strip. A video distributed by Hamas is said to show militants walking with two women hostages towards Red Crescent vehicle ahead of their release. Quote, we decided to release them for humanitarian and poor health grounds, a spokesman for the armed wing said on Telegram. They were freed following the release of an American woman and her daughter on Friday. Israel soldiers were reported to have fought Hamas militants during limited ground raids in Gaza as the bombardment of the besieged enclave continued Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel said its limited ground operation targeted Palestinian gunmen and that its airstrikes focused on sites where Hamas was assembling to ambush any wider Israeli invasion. Meanwhile, desperate civilians are running out of food, water, and places to shelter from the unrelenting bombardment. A third Gaza-bound aid convoy entered the Rafah crossing from Egypt on Monday, but the trickle of supplies arriving since the weekend is only a fraction of the amount needed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. Defense Department has sent advisors, including a Marine Corps general versed in urban warfare, to Israel to assist in its plans to conduct a ground assault in Gaza. It's also speeding multiple sophisticated air defense systems to the Middle East to defend U.S. bases in anticipation of additional retaliatory strikes by Iranian-backed groups. The U.S. is sending multiple Patriot battalions and a terminal high-altitude aerial defense system. This is